This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
Everyone feels anxious at times. Challenges such as workplace pressures, public speaking, highly demanding schedules, or writing an exam can lead to a sense of worry, even fear. These sensations, however uncomfortable, are different from the ones associated with an anxiety disorder. People suffering from an anxiety disorder are subject to intense, prolonged feelings of fright and distress for no obvious reason. The condition turns their life into a continuous journey of unease and fear and can interfere with their relationships with family, friends, and colleagues. Anxiety disorders are the most common of all mental health problems. It is estimated that they affect approximately 1 in 10 people and can affect men, women, and children. Anxiety disorders are illnesses. They can be diagnosed, they can be treated, but all too often they are mistaken for mental weakness or instability, and the resulting social stigma can discourage people with anxiety disorders from seeking help. Understanding the facts about anxiety disorders is an important step. Realizing that they are medical disorders which can be treated will help to remove the stigma and encourage people with anxiety disorders to explore the treatments available. Anxiety BC is a nonprofit organization offering awareness and supportive educational programs. We're joined on the line by Anxiety BC Executive Director Arto Chienoho. Welcome to People First Radio, Arto.
Thank you, Kevin.
Arto, tell us briefly about the programs offered by Anxiety BC.
Well, Anxiety BC, one of our main anchors is the self-help resource that we offer on our website. Because this is information that is cognitive behavioral therapy as a self-help approach. So people that need to learn about it, that are part of a spouse, parent of a child, our website has very good information, videos, supportive PDFs, all kinds of things to help people not only understand, but gives them a positive, evidence-based approach to getting some relief.
I visited your website, Arto, and I found that there were quite a number of video clips, and there were a great number of PDF sheets and that type of thing. And I'm just wondering, what is the response? What has the response been? Do individuals find this kind of, search through and find things that may be of use to you? Do they find that helpful?
We get amazing response. I have been collecting testimonials from everything from parents to social workers to therapists. We've had a major children's hospital in Ontario mention that for their anxiety clinic that they are utilizing our website extensively. So the feedback has been very, very positive.
And I gather that the organization also provides workshops in communities from time to time. I think that we spoke with someone from Anxiety BC just before a workshop was offered in Nanaimo, and that was a number of months ago.
Yes, we were in Nanaimo earlier this year, and we had our first full-day Managing Child Anxiety workshop in Vancouver, which was a full day, hands-on, really, really get the tools, the CBT tools for parents to be able to take home and apply in their situations. We have been going to different communities across the province over the past 5 years, and we will be visiting some communities again this year and advertising that on our website.
You told me also that Anxiety BC is part of a network of organizations. Tell us briefly more about that.
Well, Anxiety BC is part of a group called the BC Partners for Mental Health, and their icon link is on our homepage, but you can also go to heretohelp.bc.ca. All of the member organizations are on that, and that includes Canadian Mental Health, BC Division, that includes the Force Society for Kids Mental Health, Jesse's Hope for Eating Disorders, the Mood Disorders Association, and CAR-BC, which is the Center for Addictions Research. There is a lot of information on the Here to Help website, for anxiety, all sorts of mental illness. It's a very, very, very good resource as well.
Arto, you recently shared your personal story with Visions, a quarterly journal published by the BC Partners for Mental Health and Addictions Information. You described your own personal struggle with multiple daily panic attacks and the avoidance strategies that resulted from that in about 2004. Tell us about that time.
Well, there again, at that point, I did have some knowledge about anxiety, and the thing with anxiety is it is on a continuum. Everybody does have anxiety, but once it, you know, through daily stressors or life situations and things like that, it can get to a peak level. And when it does, it really interferes with your daily life and affects the quality of life quite severely, and actually will increase. And that was a difficult time for me, but also in the same token, knowing what I knew and applying the cognitive behavioral therapy strategies, I was able to make some really good decisions and apply the tools that I had learned to be able to once again regain my quality of life.
Your anxiety disorder interfered a great deal with your work at the time, during the time that you were struggling with that, but it seems that your work or your employment also aggravated the anxiety.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There was it was what anyone would consider sort of a high-stress environment, and as such, I was taking that home with me and sort of living it 24 hours a day. And it also made me realize that alongside of things that I had to make some choices as well that were proactive to my overall well-being and health.
As I kind of delved into some of the websites online to search through information about background information about anxiety and depression, I continued to find references to stigma, and I'm wondering if you could comment just briefly on stigma and the role it plays and how strong that stigma still might be, or has it changed in the years?
Well, I think it's slowly the stigma still has a large impact, because if we really consider it, how many people, how freely do they admit to saying, I suffer from anxiety disorder, you know, or any variety of mental health issues? It obviously, a person will mention cancer, a person will mention an ulcer, which could very well be part of an anxiety, you know, a side effect of an anxiety disorder, but the fact remains that people are not yet open to discuss it and aware that there really is. It's treatable, and it should not carry the stigma, but it will take some work in order for that to decrease and for people to seek treatment options.
Arto, remind us again how people can access the services of Anxiety BC or find out more information.
Well, the best way is to go to the website, anxietybc.com, and we have an active What's New section. So if there's something going on with related to workshops or otherwise, we advertise it there. We are increasing sort of our web-based things that we're offering, for instance, some of the social networking, blogs, things like that, because we really do believe part of reducing stigma and other things is to connect as well as we can to people across the province. And as I said, the BC Partners icon is there as well, which is a very useful link for people to look for programs and to get a hold of your local mental health association, which should be aware of what cognitive behavioral therapy programs might be available in your own health region.
And do you have a phone number handy for those who might be listening who may not have access to a computer or may not use the internet?
Yes, I do. It's area code 604-525-7566.
Okay, and that's anxietybc.com. Arto, we only have a moment left. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
The only thing I'd like to add is I'd like to congratulate Wayne for his amazing run, and I think what he has done is just amazing. And the fact, you know, when I looked at the story behind it, he's an amazing man, and I hope this also is part of that reduction of stigma and all of the things that we spoke about.
Yes, okay. And Wayne isn't quite here yet. He hasn't arrived yet at the studio. But Wayne Cho, of course, began his run across Canada last May in St. John's, Newfoundland. He reached last week, June the 11th, he reached Victoria, and he's running to raise awareness about anxiety and depression. Arto, thanks very much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Yeah. Talk to you again sometime soon.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Arto Chienaho is Executive Director of Anxiety BC, one of a group of seven leading provincial mental health and addictions nonprofit agencies working together as the BC Partners for Mental Health and Addictions Information. We'd also like to acknowledge the Canadian Mental Health Association for providing information used in the preparation of our program today.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society, broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.